Now, we've been talking a lot this week about how many people seem to be suffering from hay fever, particularly badly at the moment. Poor old Tim, he's got the antihistamines on the go. He's got nasal spray and eye drops, but he's been struggling. And a lot of people have suggested that local honey can really help in the battle against a runny nose and itchy eyes. So we thought we'd look into this. And let's catch up with Lee Goodsell from Lee's Bees and the Honey Bee Dispensary, which is based in King's Lynn. Lee, very good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right, lovely to talk to you. Hopefully you're not suffering too badly with hay fever or anything. Is it true? Can honey help banish hay fever?
It can. There's been research has been done into it. I found a study from 2013 where they found that it definitely did have an effect. Equally, there are studies that find that there is no effect, but I think that the thing there is that honey varies so much that some will work and others won't. A lot of people say that it needs to be local, and I don't believe that's the case. I think the important thing is that it hasn't been processed, and that it's pretty much as the bees made it, because there are honey contains immunosuppressive substances and anti-inflammatory, as well as the pollen grain. So there are three different ways that it might help with hay fever, and one is almost like an inoculation with pollen, which you'd get in proper honey, and the other is this sort of immunosuppressive properties and the anti-inflammatory ones, which you will find in honey that hasn't been pasteurized and hasn't been filtered. So to get good honey, so proper honey that hasn't been processed, local isn't quite so important, but I think local honey generally hasn't been processed, so that I think is why there is a correlation.
So we were told the other day it's got to be from within 3 miles of where you live, but that isn't necessarily the case, which is a relief to a lot of people.
No, exactly. If you think how far we travel in our normal daily lives now, most people will be travelling 30, 40, 50, 60 miles to go to and from work. So the locality really doesn't have any bearing on it.
What about then in terms of as a cure for hay fever? Does that mean it's been boom time for you, for the honey trade? Have lots of people been approaching you saying, I really need some honey because I'm suffering this year?
Yeah, we get that every year, and it's great for us. It adds to reasons to buy proper honey and which our honey is, and we get a lot of people that do suffer from hay fever absolutely swearing by it. So that's good news.
That's great, isn't it? And what's it been like this year, Lee? Are you producing plenty of honey at the moment?
Yeah, it was a terrible, terrible start because spring just didn't happen. So by the end of May, there was hardly any honey on the hives at all. And yet in the last fortnight, once the weather broke and we had good weather came along, they absolutely wiped their little socks off. And so we're nearly up to normal levels of honey now. So I'm just going to start extracting the next few days at the spring harvest. And which is really quite comforting, because at the end of May, I was getting quite worried. Yeah. And a lot of other people as well, I think.
Sounds like you'll have plenty of customers, Lee. Thanks for telling us all about that. So there is some truth in it. Lee Goodsell there from Lee's Bees in King's Lynn.